incurable manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. My question, as usual, is how was the last week? How were the last 2 weeks from the last show? Are you able to make yourself a joyful manifester? Do you see yourself becoming one? I like to think of joyful manifestation as a special club now. It's like the executive club or the first class club. Club. I was going with cup there. So think of it as an exclusive club that everybody in the world is not a part of. If you want to be special, if you want to be a manifester supreme, then do join this club, the Joyful Manifestation Club. Everyone wants to be part of something. Some people have these causes, some people have a movement, sometimes it's a revolution. It could be anything, but how about a club that is exclusive to people who are trying to be super manifestors, joyful manifestors? And why is it? It's because this exclusive set of people know that there's something different about this so-called universe / universes. There's something different, something special. And by being part of that specialness, they can be something else. And not just like everybody. So a joyful manifester, while everyone is looking left, might end up looking right. So everybody's turning left to look at something bad, and a joyful manifester chooses consciously every time to look at something good. It's called programming. This programming is running in people. Like it or not, people love bad news. They do like bad news. They love it. They don't actually love it, but they love the sensations they go through when they are looking at something bad or thinking of something bad or listening to something bad. That's why people are listening to bad shows. And they want to hear bad news. Which is why we have the Joyful Manifestation Show, to give you something different, where we only discuss good things. So the bad news people, I'm talking of people who listen to it. I'm not talking about the people who broadcast it. You're not starting a movement against anyone. All we're trying to do is we're saying to our audience, would you like to be selective in what you listen to, what you watch, what you do, what you think of? And if so, do come on and listen to our show. We're here for you. We're here for you. We're here for the people who have a distinctive taste. Not everybody is going to select the same sofa style, dull browns, dull grays, the same standard stuff. And I'm not saying the standard stuff is super bad, but it's still standard. There are people who want to go in for a different design, a different look, a different feel. Something different, something exclusive, something different in a good way. Something great. And so it all depends on a person's personal taste. What is it that you want to see happen? What is it what is it that you want to think of? What is it that you want to experience? Do you want to experience joy and joyful events and synchronicity that works in a great way for you? Everything great happens. And today we'll talk about synchronicity. I personally took a long time learning this word. I would call it coincidence. But then there was a movie about synchronicity, and I got that word. And so I avoided using it for a long time just because, hey, you know, synchronicity, what does it mean? But it's catching up. It's catching up. It's not just coincidence. It's synchronicity, almost like divine timing. Divine timing, divine happening. Things that are beyond just being a coincidence and a strange one, but it becomes almost planned. And these great things are happening. Great things are happening. On a day that's really good, have you noticed that a lot of good things happen? There are these days, and for me they happen a lot, but there are these days, even the worst manifester would have a good day. And on that good day, a lot of good things happen. They all happen one after the other. Why is it that there are good days where everything nice happens? Now people say, oh, I had a great hair day today. Wow, a great hair day. So imagine having a great hair day every day. Where your hair just looks nice all the time. Where your face looks glowing and radiant. Where you feel good. Where there's a skip to your walk. The movie, I Feel Pretty, is that the movie? Well, suddenly, the heroine of the movie feels good about herself. She feels beautiful. They didn't say, I am pretty. They said, I feel pretty. Is that the right name? I feel pretty. So she suddenly starts to feel pretty, and all kinds of great things happen to her. Men are falling in love with her. Guys that she would never imagine would like her are falling in love with her. They find something fascinating about her. Why is it? It's a feeling that she had. She's suddenly in a good space. She's suddenly in a good space where good things are happening, and so she feels pretty, and she attracts things according to her feeling. She is doing so well. She's doing so well that she feels absolutely great. She feels amazing. Amy Schumer. Is that the way you pronounce it? Schumer. It's amazing that she came up with this movie. It made a lot of people think about things. I Feel Pretty. It's not about I am pretty. It's I feel pretty. For her, you know, a lot of things happened to her. She had to be hit and all that stuff for her to get into that mental space. But that's how they show it in movies. But the truth is, anyone can feel pretty. Anyone can have that vibration. Anybody who puts their mind to it can be a joyful manifester. It's about being joyful manifester. That's what that is, that whole period of time when she feels pretty. It's joyful manifestation. She's suddenly in a space where everything good is happening to her. Everything good is happening to her. Of course, in the end, they had to make it a self-empowerment thingy where even after she comes out of that, she realizes that, oh, it's all about her thinking and her thought form. She does realize that. But let's take it away from just like a belief system where She realizes that she's not pretty, but it's how she felt that it attracted things to her. And that she is truly empowered within herself. But let's go past this self-empowerment lesson that the movie carried. And let's go into a place where it's just that she went through a magical space. She was suddenly transported to another dimension. Where suddenly there was a magical energy around her. And it made her pretty for that time. So we're taking this beyond self-empowerment. And we're taking it into magic. It's like being transported to a magical land and you suddenly meet magical beings. Magical beings around you. Since these movies, they have to teach a lesson to people. They end up with, oh, she comes out of that space and she realizes that it was all in her head and that she is truly self-empowered. They have to end it that way, but if you just take it as a magical experience, Amy Schumer was suddenly surrounded with magical energy, with joyful manifestation energy. And in that energy, she could be anybody she wanted to be. Because technically speaking, a person can't just think themselves to be pretty. And it happens. So let's say, for example, I'm just giving you an example. We're not insulting anybody over here. Just trying to get you to understand the logic behind this. And we're bringing fictitious Jane because she comes in and she carries, it's a fictitious character, she carries any negativity. And let's say fictitious Jane is actually not good looking by any standards. And even if she has a vibrant personality, like really peppy, the fact is she's not physically pretty in the way that the world considers people pretty. There is a set features that people think if you have those features and if you have this uniform face, and if you have this hair and this body, then you're pretty. So we're just taking it into a very pure, practical thing. And fictitious Jane, let's say she is not what is considered pretty. Just by thinking that she's pretty, she's not going to be able to attract the attention that she wants. So let's say fictitious Jane says, okay, I'm going to think that I'm pretty today. And I'm going to this club or this bar. And boys are going to hit on me. Guess what? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen unless fictitious Jean has around her an energy that supports her claim to be pretty. So there has to be something tangible. And it could be something as simple as energy. So there has to be some energy around fictitious Jean and in her aura that beeps out, I am pretty, I am pretty, I am pretty. So now we're going beyond, I feel pretty, to I am pretty. And that is contained in her aura. Her aura is full of it, in a nice way. And she carries this, I am pretty, with her. And it's energy contained in her aura, which is around her. And she goes to a bar, and she goes to a club, and she wants that attention, she will get it, even if she doesn't want it. Because it's contained in the energy in her and around her. So there has to be an element of energy over here. It's not just pure thinking. Now, if fictitious Jane spent years thinking that she is pretty, I am pretty, and she feels pretty as a result of that, but because she's thinking, I am pretty, I am pretty, I am pretty, the energy can gather around her because of all of these affirmations. And then it would give her the experience where a lot of good-looking, great-looking guys are attracted to her, no matter what she physically looks like. So there has to be an energy component to this. There has to be energy supporting a so-called claim, C-L-A-I-M, of being pretty. And not just one random thought, where somebody decides, okay, you know what? I've thought of myself as so-called ugly for so many years, or plain, and today I'm going to think I'm pretty and I'm going to go to this club and attract attention. She needs the energy around her to support her claim. And in Amy Schumer's movie, I Feel Pretty, Amy was transported to a magical place where it was not just her thinking, but she had energy supporting her in her aura around her. So just think of this energy that suddenly comes around Amy and supports her and carrying her and cushions her. And then she starts to have all these wonderful experiences. It's not just a single thought in the mind, in the brain, or even a million thoughts. There has to be energy supporting her. So a million thoughts might be that she starts to attract that energy. So there has to be a component of magic in it. It's not about self-empowerment with no energy around supporting somebody's claim. That's why when people get empowered and they're having fights, I'm empowered, I'm an empowered person, and you need to listen to what I'm saying. People really don't listen to them. They don't. They don't. They just think that here is an emotional person throwing a tantrum. Because the person doesn't have the energy in her or around her to support her claim. And whatever energy is gathered around her is anger energy, rebellion, anger, all of these things. And it's negative energy. It's not positive. So it doesn't give people a good feeling. Amy Schumer attracted great energy around her, magical energy, when she went into an alternate world because of a prayer and a wish. So again, here you get the fairy tale and Cinderella story and everything. It's all about the energy that comes around a person and supports a person. Not just one random thought, but it could be many thoughts or a single earnest prayer that brings God's grace around somebody. You can think of it as God's grace, universe's support, the good forces supporting someone. It's all about energy, all about joyful manifestation energy. And so bringing the joyful manifestation energy around you, it's like luxury. When you enter a 5-star hotel, 7-star, whatever it is, room, you will see that there's an energy of opulence in that room. It's created because of years or months of that room being in existence and opulence put into the decoration. So also a palace or a really rich person's home, and we're just talking opulence here, and money. It's energy that is created over there. The person who created the room had money to start with. He put money into that room, and that money attracts more money, and there is an opulence energy, which is why a person feels great when they enter a place of luxury. Which brings us to money and money manifestation, work and career. We're stepping into the next section, which is work and career, money manifestation. We will take a couple of minutes break, listen to some music, and come back soon. If you hear some blankness in between, it's just the music waiting to come on. So hold on tight. We're coming back. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're in the Money Manifestation Now Work and Career. We want to apply the principles of joyful manifestation to money. Ultimately, life is about creating. That's it. You're here to create. Create whatever you want. It's your desire. It's your will and wish. Think of me as your magic genie. Think of the Joyful Manifestation Show as your magic genie, and we're here at your will and wish. We want to help you create. We are your magic genie. The Joyful Manifestation energy is your magic genie, and imagine having that at your disposal to do with as you please. It's about joy. Hence, it's going to still retain the elements of joy in it, or keep the elements of joy. If somebody is really trying to do something very negative and gain a result or an output from that, an outcome, maybe a person can get that outcome, but the element of joy might be missing in it in a long-term sense, because that outcome could have come from very negative creative actions, which might result in other negative ramifications. So the element of joy pervading everything in it is important. It's very, very important that somebody should feel good out of what they're creating. So let's say somebody is selling drugs and they want to create money out of it. And they're saying, you know what, let's use joyful manifestation for this. Okay, so they're using some of the principles, not all. And let's say they end up creating money, and they end up coincidentally selling a lot of drugs and creating money out of it. However, is there really joy in it? There are going to be other ramifications and outcomes. People are surrounded with the law. The law enforcement is looking out for them. They have to constantly be careful about what they're doing and looking over their shoulders. And, oh, is that really joy and joyful? Is that really joy? So then I would say they're not following all the principles of joyful manifestation, because the element of joy, true joy, is really missing. Joyful manifestation, seeks to bring complete and total joy to a person, free of negativity. And so there is just love. When I work with a client, even if the client is seeking something, I still find the best karmic way of doing it for that person. A way that there would be no negative karmic effects to that person. A person has to be free of negative karma from his or her actions, which will result in the outcome that they want. So personally, as a coach, I'm a karma expert. I will show the person how to get what they want, exactly what they want, but without negative karmic reactions. Joyful manifestation means joy on all levels, so that the energy of joy is constantly feeding this person and his life, his activities. Everything in his life is pure and free. And it doesn't mean that you can't get what you want. You can get what you want, can. But in the best way possible. Joyful manifestation takes a person into very high vibrations where amazing magic is happening, but free of negative karmic consequences. A lot of people who put power behind things in their lives, power, end up in some kind of negative reaction. There's some other negative thing happening, right? So a person may get their desired money by selling the drugs, but then there's other negative things happening to them. Is that joy? I don't think so. And joyful manifestation would not support that. It is an energy which is free of all of these things and will bring a person money in the best way possible, the best way, with nothing negative attached to it. So also with love. So also with any life area. A soulmate that is being attracted, no matter what situation that soulmate is in, would be given to my client, but free of negative karma. And how is that possible? Well, you can think of the worst situation. I say, please don't think of it. But if somebody really wants to find out, do contact me and we will find the best way for you. Something that gets you what you want, but is free of negative reactions and negative consequences, negative karma. Money. Money. Just imagine a pile of money in a room. And then somebody goes and adds more money, adds more money, adds more money. Close the door to the room. Close the windows. Everything. Close everything. Let the money build up. Almost like a vault. You know, the energy in that room would be completely different in a few days. Try it. Try it. The energy in that room will be converted by the money itself, because money is an energy. So the energy of money will pervade that room, and that money energy will dominate the room. The room will be full of money energy. Don't mix that energy with anything else. Don't mix it. Meaning, don't bring any other energy into the room that is stronger and that can fight the energy of money in the room, and that can neutralize and reduce. Reduce and neutralize the energy in that room, and then start to take over. Example, let's say there's a room and there's money in it. If a person puts posters of people boxing and fighting and war in that room, what do you think is going to happen? The pure energy of that money will get contaminated by the negative images in that room. And soon, somebody enters a room and starts to feel anger because of all the images on the walls, pervading that room, neutralizing the energy of money, and then taking over. Money energy is a very light and subtle energy. It's not dominating. You know how the energy of posters with fighting and all that stuff. It's not like that. Energy of money is very sweet. It's like a scented candle or incense, if you like that. Perfume, mildly put, of course. It pervades the room with a beautiful scent. It is not pure money energy is not created through negative waves. It is created through positive waves, and it has a very light and sweet aroma. Not that I actually have been smelling money, but as an energy, it will give somebody a feeling of upliftment and happiness and lightness. If the room is only carrying money in it with no other negative things inside that room, a person would feel uplifted immediately. So you see, money by itself is a very great energy. It's not negative. And so removing the belief system that money is a source of all evil is essential, important, very, very important to stop believing that money is a source of all evil. People do what they want to with money. So it's people who are like that, not money itself. Money by itself is a very nice feeling. And you can start to exercise your money muscles by carrying out a simple experiment. But remember, don't contaminate one energy with another energy. Because the more dominant energy, just like in genes, genetics, right? The more dominant gene wins. So the more dominant energy will win. And negative forces are dominant in nature. Positive forces do not go with a whack or a boom. You see, you don't have the word boom when you have angels coming, right? It's like angel boom. No, they don't do that, even in comics. It's the negative things normally that have a negative impact that go boom. Like a negative impact, boom. That's one fist hitting my hand, my palm, the other palm. So money by itself is very light, and you would have to treat it with respect. So associating money with good deities, gods, the good gods, lighting an incense to it, lighting a candle to it, treating it with the respect. It's the energy of God provided to man so that he can carry out his work. It's a good energy. And where does synchronicity come into all of this? Synchronicity versus coincidence. Oh, coincidences can just happen randomly. Oh, that's a coincidence, that's a coincidence, that's a coincidence. But when it happens in a planned way, almost like there is a divine force behind the coincidence doing it, then it's synchronicity because it's planned behind the curtain where nobody can see, where no eyes can watch. Synchronicity is planned events happening, but planned by a divine hand behind, and not random coincidences. That's the difference, really. That's how I would classify it. And to see synchronicity, the divine hand, behind your money. The divine wants you to have this money. It wants you to have this money. So we can finish the money section with a couple of affirmations where we say some good things and we put it into your mind. And remember, feel free in the show to open your mind to us, because to open your mind to the show, because we are not going to be putting anything in there in your mind that's going to work against you. You can feel safe. Feel safe. We are not going to do anything to your mind or to you that's going to be detrimental to you. This show is safe. And we're only putting good things. And even in that, you can feel free to choose what you want to choose. Because guess who's the gatekeeper of her mind? You are. You are the gatekeeper of your mind. And you should not be allowing anybody to put anything in there that you don't want. You need to protect yourself, not in a crazed way, but you know how they say OCD, not in that way, but in a light way where you protect yourself from people putting negative things into your mind. You're the gatekeeper. And how dare anybody put anything in your mind that's going to work against you? So remember, it's not just your brain that has a programming and the wiring, but it's your aura has it. So your aura needs to be working for you. Your mind needs to be working for you in a way that is beneficial to you even when you're sleeping. So if you train your mind and you train your energy in such a way and you program it and you allow things that are good for you into your energy even when you're sleeping, your energy is working and can bring good things to you because it has a great programming. It works in your favor. While a person is sleeping, they're really not having the defenses up, right? The conscious mind is not really out there working unless it's a very light sleep. But even then, your subconscious mind, your energy, your subtle energy, your energy on various levels, and we're not getting too technical about this because, you know, there are experts in these fields who have classified everything into something, so they're there. But I can certainly tell you this, and that is the energy that you have around you has to work for you at all times, bringing back to you the best outcomes and the best results. So whatever we're putting into your mind right now has to work for you, for your benefit, not like other shows. And we're not putting down anybody here, but anything that you're watching, hearing, any people that you're watching and hearing, listening to, is programming you and your energy. So when your conscious mind and your defense mechanisms are sleeping and you're not completely alert, your energy, which is full of all this negative stuff and programming, is going to go and do all kinds of weird things in the world. and bring to people what it's just like when people are sleeping in, if fictitious Jane is sleeping and something happens and a house is attacked. Really, how does that happen? How does that happen? It's the energy. Fictitious Jane is not aware, but something is happening in the energy. And that's because of all the war and negativity that people and politics that people are putting into a person's energy, which starts working in their programming. It's a program that's put into the aura, and then the aura brings to them all kinds of things when their defense mechanisms, their conscious defense mechanisms are down. Amy Schumer had all kinds of great things happen to her when she was in great energy. That's what really happened in that movie, no matter how it was shown. But that's really what it means, is that your energy should work for you, even when your conscious mind is asleep. With that, we are going to get into a few money affirmations. And we will create these affirmations and repeat them 2 times so that you hear it once and then you're prepared for it the next time and you're actually hearing it the second time. If you feel as if the affirmation seems true, even a little bit, and not like, oh my God, what's she talking about? This is not true at all. So that means the negative energy is still up. But if you feel even a little bit that there could be some truth in what she's saying, then the affirmations are going to work for you better and better. But don't worry about it, because these shows are recorded. They are going to be available online. You can always sign up for the membership and listen to them again. It's very, very low fee, and the Joyful Manifestation Air Energy is here to support you. But you can definitely listen to it again later on. But right now I'm here for you, and we're going into a few affirmations. You can relax. You can close your eyes if you want to, or not, however you feel. And just allow this energy to come to you. I am going into these affirmations right now on money. Taking a deep breath. And we're relaxing our mind and making ourselves feel ready and prepared. Money is my friend. Money is my friend. I feel good around money. I feel good around money. I feel as if I know how to handle money well. I feel as if I know how to handle money well. I feel as if I can attract money anytime. I feel as if I can attract money anytime. I feel ridiculously wealthy. I feel ridiculously wealthy. I feel as if the wealth, the money wealth that I have, is out of bounds, beyond limits. I feel as if the money wealth that I have is out of bounds, beyond limits. I feel as if money is here to support me. I feel as if money is here to support me. I smell the scent of money. I smell the scent of money. I am tuned to the smell of money. I am tuned to the smell and presence of money. I think of various ideas that can bring me money. I think of various ideas that can bring me money. I open myself up to money. I open myself up to money. I feel as if I'm a great money manifester. I feel as if I'm a great money manifester. I feel as if money is just waiting to come to me. I feel as if money is just waiting to come to me. I feel as if money is safe. I feel as if money is safe for me. I feel that money is safe for me. I feel that money is safe for me. I feel that money pervades my home. I feel that money pervades my home. I live in rich and luxurious surroundings. I live in rich and luxurious surroundings. I attract rich people. I attract rich people. I attract rich opportunities. I attract rich opportunities. I attract rich opportunities that are full of money. I attract rich opportunities that are full of money. I am so wealthy, I could buy this world. I am so wealthy, I could buy this world. I am powerful in a good way. I am powerful in a good way. I am a money manifester. I am a money manifester. I am a joyful money manifester. I am a joyful money manifester. Do you feel as if any of the sentences were true for you? Do you feel as if they could become true for you? Is there even a percentage of possibility or hope? Do you feel as if all of these things are possible? Money is important, and being wildly rich is really important because it can make you have great experiences. You can have great experiences connected with money. Fantastic. Tourism, cruises, everything. Purchasing power increases. And so we want you to feel as if money is really important. Just feel it. Start to feel it. Start the journey of money being really important to you. Just start the journey and just see what happens. See the magic. See the synchronicity of events. The people that come into your life that are waiting to help you become successful. We are stepping into the next section, which is soulmate manifestation, love and sex. We just have a few minutes for it, but let's at least start something, right? And we'll listen to some music and come back soon. So hold on tight.
I'm a lady.
Joyful manifestation. Love and sex.
Gandhi, are you for the Joyful Manifestation Show? Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation, love, and sex. Between the topics of money and love, we play this song. And the song gets me ready for the next section. I listen to it and I get transported to another world, a world of love. Money is an energy, and love is also energy. It's a feeling, of course, but we're talking in terms of energy, and the feeling that money gives, and I feel great talking about money, but it's different when I start talking about love. It's a different energy. And this song, where the word love is sung, is so beautiful. It makes me ready for the next section. And I listen to it and I get transported to another world of soulmate. My mind changes the area of its operation, and I'm into the place of love. It's a silky, silky place of amazing happiness, and the beauty of a person's soulmate is brought back in this place. It's free of practical thinking. It's just something which is deep. And deep in a nice way, not in a bad way. And one goes beyond practicalness and what's happening in one's life to a place where a person is really in love. It goes beyond duties and responsibilities. And it goes to love, where one experiences divineness. And I can feel it in my energy. I can feel the difference inside me as I listen to this song and I enter this section. And I hope you felt it too. I hope you allowed yourself to be carried by the song to another place. It's another magical place. But it's like another country. You go to this country and it's different. And all that there is love. And wow, I feel the presence of love everywhere. And I see myself running around, not running as in jogging running, but it's a different kind of a run where I'm kind of running between this and that in a nice way, looking at this delightful picture and then running to another delightful picture and scenery and then running to another delightful object, maybe running to a stand with this fantastic food and joy and wonder. Joy, wonder, and the other thing I can feel is curiosity, inquisitiveness, and from a very good, excited place of, what's there next? What's around the corner? What am I going to see? What fantastic thing is going to happen to me? Who am I going to meet? There you go. Who am I going to meet? Oh my God, there's someone waiting for me around this corner, and he's just waiting to smile at me and give me a hug. Do you see what happens when you start to go in the energy of love and you're going into wonder and excitement and those good feelings? And then you're into, who am I going to meet? Who's waiting for me around the corner? Oh, God, is he so cute? He's so cute. And then we get all happy. It's a different happiness. It's this link of energies, this link of thoughts and feelings that then brings you around the corner, and someone's waiting for you. Someone's waiting for you, and he's been waiting for you for some time, maybe. He or she, depending on what sex you are, is waiting for you and is waiting to give you joy. It's a different type of joy. It's a different type of joy. Free of anything that's negative, because he's so cute, he's so sweet, he's so wonderful. And he's waiting to make me happy, and beyond all practical necessities and duties and responsibilities, blah, 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 blah. Don't get me wrong, duties and responsibilities are a part of life. And one needs to fulfill them so that one doesn't have negative karma, right? But when you go across the land and then you run into this person, could be waiting behind a mountain, behind a pillar, behind anything, doesn't matter, mountain and a pillar, vast differences in sizes, but that's just me rambling. So, because I'm in a happy place, right? I'm just not thinking practically, I'm just thinking joy and love and magic. And it could be someone who I already know. It could be someone new. It doesn't matter. It's your soulmate. It could be a past soulmate re-entering your life, no matter what the situation is. It can happen. I work with a lot of people, and people who are separated for 50 years meet, and they find each other again. And it's just amazing what can happen in soulmate manifestation. So I want you to feel this feeling with me, this wonder. I want you to be part of it. I want you to fill yourself with it, and I want you to feel magical as if something great is happening. And right now, we are getting you to infuse and breathe in your soulmate energy, because your aura needs to contain your soulmate energy so you can manifest the person. And so you just turns up out of the blue. Past soulmate, a future soulmate. Doesn't matter what the situation was like with your soulmate before. It will be transmuted, transformed by the angels, by God. Everything will be clear. Everything will be free. Everything will be sparkling clean. And wow. Did you hear the word wow? Again, it's not boom. It's not something like wham. It's wow. Wow, wow, wow. I feel him right now, and he's waiting for me. And we want you to do this. Every time you listen to the money show, the money section, do listen to the love song. Do let the word love get into you, and do let it carry you. It's bringing to you some magic, something that's going to be good, that's going to happen to you. We're talking of magic, and we're talking of synchronicity, and all these great things happening. And so think of the Joyful Manifestation show as your personal genie, which is going to create synchronicity for you so that wonderful things can happen. So fictitious Jane, who probably never heard from a soulmate in a many, many number of years, suddenly, wow, he's here. He's right here. And he's here with me right now. And he's smiling at me. And he's waiting to give me what I want. He has been waiting all along. It's just that I, fictitious Jane is telling that to herself, not you, I was not open to it. I was not open or allowing the synchronicity of love in my life. I wasn't allowing good things in. It's all about me. Me, myself, and I. I was not ready for love. You know what? That's really what it is. A person has so many negativities happening that happened because of past relationships, that blocks are created. People get closed. They don't believe anymore that love can come their way. But the Joyful Manifestation show is here to tune you to love, to your soulmate, to the wonder of love, the joy of love, the good stuff. And we want this to happen to you in a very, very nice way. And so listening to the song before this gets you ready, and you will feel the difference between the various sections. Some sections are completely technical, as in informative. Some are about excitement and, woo, I'm going to get this job. And then something can be as soft as love and magic and velvet, silk, wondrous fabrics, a jacuzzi, stepping into a jacuzzi, being happy in it, letting the water drip off your body. Feeling yourself be beautiful, feeling the silk around you, that's love. And it's a completely different feeling from all the duties and responsibilities that people carry on their backs. You know, we are at the end of a show, and we did have a very small love section, but just want to let you know that the next week, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Friday, you will have another sister show, which is called the Good Fortune Show, with Ray Trujillo. So this is a sister show that we both started, and we want you to continue this good energy every week. We want you to have it. So do tune into us again, the BBS station, for the Good Fortune Show with Ray Trujillo next week, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're signing off right now. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show and wishing you a wonderful rest of the evening.
Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.